Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you, and you know what that means. It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service at 6:30 this evening, and we look forward to a great time together. Children's clubs will meet, of course, and we meet in the auditorium and have great congregational singing, and we have a missions letter that's read every week, and then we have our prayer guide we give out. Someone comes and leads us in that prayer, and we spend a few moments in prayer together, and then we have a study of God's Word. And I believe tonight I'm going to be talking about Get Them to Jesus. Our big day is this Saturday, May the 20th, and we have a great community fun fest and food fest that we provide here at the church and invite the community out. If you don't have a Bible, we'll give you a free Bible. Any other information you need about the church, and there's free food and free games, and it's a great time. And so I hope you'll come out and bring the kids, bring the grandkids, bring the neighbors' kids, bring everybody, and come and join us this Saturday. It's noon to 3 this Saturday, May the 20th, and we look forward to having you out for that. And of course, we look forward to our midweek service this evening. Now listen, if you have your church, you be in your place, and you go there to be a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and for God to speak to your heart, and I trust He will, and give you just what you need right in the middle of the week. Well, I've been meditating a little bit recently on Acts 4 and verse 12. Acts 4 and verse 12, where the Bible says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." Now, we live in America. And in America, you're free to believe what you want to believe. And I'll fight for the people's right to believe whatever they want to believe. And I think you have a right to do that in America. Now, that does not mean that whatever you believe is going to get you to heaven. There is only one way to go to heaven, and that's Jesus Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name. No other name under heaven given among men. You know, it's interesting, isn't it, of all the different religions, Jesus is the only name that people take in vain. It's the name people swear by. It's the only name which stirs up so much hate and venom. And it's the only name which produces love in the hearts of those who know the person that name belongs to. And it's the only name that can save us. You notice, nobody ever says, "What in Allah's name's going on?" No one ever texted OMB for "Oh My Buddha." No, doesn't happen. See, that just proves the case. Christianity is the truth, and everything else is false. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." There's only one life, there's only one way, and there's only one truth. And the truth is in Jesus Christ. And Jesus' name has the power and the punch behind it to matter. The truth hurts, and the truth helps, but the truth is never neutral. No one ever tells an enemy to go to purgatory, for there's no jab in saying that. There's no truth in saying go to some non-existent place. No, they tell their enemy to go to hell. Why? A place they supposedly don't believe even exists, but that carries the punch with it because it's true. It's a real place. For a little over 2,000 years, the name of Jesus has not only transformed or reformed alcoholics, but transformed them. It has purified prostitutes. It's made liars tell the truth. The name of Jesus has turned haters into lovers. The name of Jesus has turned wife beaters into docile, humble men. The name of Jesus has made whoremongers to be faithful. The name of Jesus has cleaned up cursing mouths. The name Jesus has saved souls from hell. The Bible says in Philippians 2:10 that at that name, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. No one is going to escape that name. You don't have to take God's name and attach D-A-M-N after it to take God's name in vain. We take God's name in vain anytime we say it flippantly in a way in which we're not talking about him the way we ought to, reverently and in truth. Someone may say the name Jesus Christ, but it's obvious by the way they say it, they're not honoring him. Ever called somebody down like who did that? I have. If someone spoke your mama's name in disgust or insulted her, you'd defend your mother. Have you ever defended your Savior? Have you ever defended your Father, which is in heaven? One time, fella used the Lord's name in vain, my Savior's name in vain, when he was in line upset because the line was moving so slowly at the store. And I said, wait a minute, fella. I said, it's not his fault, it's theirs. And I point to the people at the register. He said, yeah, I guess you're right. I said, yeah, I know I'm right. The name of the Lord is sacred. The name of the Lord is holy. At that name, angels bow. At that name, demons tremble. At that name, Satan must flee. Someone said the name Buffett may open doors of finance. The name Einstein may open doors of brilliance. The name of Michelangelo may open doors of art. But only the name of Jesus will open to you the doors of heaven. We can honor military generals like MacArthur and Patton and Schwarzkopf and others. And we may honor spiritual leaders like John R. Rice and B.R. Lakin and Jack Hiles or Adrian Rogers. But listen, how much more should we honor the name of Almighty God? Psalm 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Psalm 25, 11. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. Psalm 111, verse 9, holy and reverend is his name. That's why I don't use the term reverend with my name, because the Bible says reverend is his name. He is due the reverence, not me. You have to be reminded of the mindset of the Orthodox Jew in Bible days concerning the name of God. Before the invention of the printing press, scribes would copy the word of God. And every time they came to a name for God, they would rise from their work table, go and wash, and often change their clothes, pick up a new quill that had never been used before, and proceed to write the name of God. And they would do this every time, sometimes up to three times in a single verse. That's how respected and revered the name of God used to be, and the way it was to them. What a terrible thing it has been to drag his name through the mire of this world. Names are significant. The Bible says a good name is better to have than great riches. I can just say a few names, and you just go ahead and say the first thing that comes to your mind when I mention the name. Judas. Traitor. Thomas, the doubter. Hitler, murderer. George Washington. Honesty. Or Abraham Lincoln, Honest Abe, sure. But what do you think about when you hear the name of God? You know, the Bible has over 300 names of God. That's because it's impossible to capture the full character of God in any one attempt. In Genesis 22, he's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Ezekiel 48, he's Jehovah Shammah, means the Lord is there. In Jeremiah 23, he is Jehovah's Sidon, the Lord our righteousness. In Exodus 6, he's El Shaddai, the Lord is sufficient. In Exodus 15, he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. In Exodus 17, he's Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our victory. In Judges 6, he's Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. In Genesis 14, he's Jehovah Elam, the Most High God. And in Matthew 1, he just said, you will call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. There's just something about that name. Someone said Jesus is the veracity of truth, the verity of love, the victory of grace, the visibility of God. It is honey to the taste, harmony to the ear, and healing to the soul. You see, Christ is his messianic name. It's a title. He's the Christ. And that's why we bear the name as Christians, little Christ or Christ-like ones. That's what it means. It's a special privilege, but it is also an awesome responsibility. Don't wear the name if you're not willing to back it up. Don't take that name in vain. Don't casually wear it like a jacket you can put on or put off depending on who you're with. Oh, we live today in, I believe, the most cursing generation of all human history. Vile words are regularly added to a huge list of things you can say but shouldn't. Most people, even professing Christians, don't think twice about using the words D-A-M-N or H-E-L-L in a frivolous way. Atheists would say hell all the time, and yet they claim not to believe in it. Some say hell, and they expect to go there, no problem. And some who've been saved from it, and yet still say it, what a mockery. And what a sad revelation about how worldly many Christians are today. Of course, there's the F-bomb, the filthiest thing you can say. And yet, some of the most powerful and most used word by many in society. Some say it so much in all situations, they don't even realize they're saying it anymore. Others think they're adding emphasis by using it. But I would tell you this, if you're saying what you're saying is so weak that you need to add such a word, you need to revisit your real point and find out if it's something worthwhile to say in the first place. I remember as a teenager reading that profanity is the strongest expression of a weak mind. I believe that's true. Words are commonly accepted now on regular primetime TV that never would have been heard years ago. Just reveals how depraved our hearts have become, because Jesus said it's out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. The rap music and the music of our day is full of it and so much more. Terms derogatory to women are racial slurs. The average R-rated movie has foul language every 32 seconds. And most PG-13 and sitcoms, even on television, has one every minute or two. And we let it into our homes. Our kids don't have to hear it from us. They hear it from the television. And then we say it's okay. Cursing used to be considered man's language. Well, you'd hear somebody say, watch your language, there's a lady present. But now it's not just man's problem anymore. Young girls and women would say things today that'd make a sailor blush. As bad as all those things are, and as bad as cursing is, listen, the worst thing you can do is speak the lovely name of God in a vain way. Now, when we curse, we reveal four things. Let me do them quickly. Number one, a lack of character. Listen, you can tell what a person is by what a person says. Someone said, when I get around a man who swears, I watch my billfold. I watch my pocketbook. Why? Any man who would swear would surely steal. Shows a lack of character. It shows a lack of intelligence. When you swear, you're revealing an empty head and a wicked heart. Profanity is the attempt of a feeble mind to express itself forcefully. Number three, it's a lack of understanding. How foolish it is to use a curse word. What does it get you? It doesn't get you anything. I mean, stealing's wrong, but at least you get something when you steal. I'm not justifying it. I'm just making a point. You get a flat tire and you curse. So does that put air in the tire? Can you unstub your toe by cursing? Can your golf ball move from the rough to the fairway by cursing? And it shows a lack of reverence and respect. Don't take God's name in vain and say, oh, I didn't mean it. No, my friend, let's make sure we're honoring God. Let's make sure we're magnifying His name. Let's make sure we're lifting high the name of Jesus, the only name in heaven and earth by which we can be saved. Hey, let's honor the name of Jesus today, all right? Have a great Wednesday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with us. sunny smile.